Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me during this National Volunteer Week from St. Joseph Health System, the volunteer coordinator, Chris Beck. How are you, Chris?
I'm fine, Kevin.
Thank you. And also from Reverence Home Health and Hospice, part of St. Joseph Health System there, the volunteer coordinator there, Margo Russell. How are you today, Margo?
Good, Kevin. Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you guys on the program. Well, we'll start off by getting a background. I know volunteers are a big part of St. Joseph Health System. Chris, tell us a little bit about the volunteers there at St. Joseph.
Yes, we currently have about 150 active volunteers supporting the St. Joseph Health System in the delivery of patient care in the community. Support ranges from the direct patient care on the medical surgical floor in the surgery center and spiritual care support. They also provide support services at the hospital's visitor's desk, in the gift shop, office settings, in the hospital and clinic sites, and on the courtesy coach and our telecare program.
Wow, yeah, the volunteers do a lot, that's for sure. Now, what opportunities are currently available for new volunteers, Chris?
Well, there's need always for an additional volunteers in many areas. A few of the areas that are current opportunities available would include the gift shop, the courtesy coach, and lobby desk. Also, Margo with Reverence Home Health Hospice has joined us this morning to speak about opportunities that are available with hospice care.
Okay, Margo, tell us a little bit about what kind of opportunities there are for volunteers with Reverence Home Health and Hospice.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Well, Reverence Home Health and Hospice actually began January 1st of 2013, and we provide statewide care through Michigan Health Ministries of Ascension Health. We not only provide in our service of St. Joseph Health System here in Tawas, but we are also affiliated with St. John Providence Health System, St. Mary's of Michigan, Borges Health, and Genesis. Reverence, being here at St. Joseph Health System, provides home health and hospice services to the counties of Alcona, Aranac, Iosco, Ogama, and Oscoda. Reverence is currently looking for special people to make a difference in the lives of those in our community with life-limiting illnesses. Volunteers are needed to provide in-home or nursing home visits to hospice patients. And a volunteer's caring presence really allows family members the chance to run errands or get a break from caregiving. Volunteers are also needed for clerical support, special events, or fundraising. We provide training to our volunteers, and we offer ongoing education, and the hours are flexible depending on what your schedule is.
Okay. So obviously a lot of opportunities that way, too. Now, Chris, we heard Margo say that they're actively looking. Are you also actively looking for volunteers right now?
Yes, we are, Kevin. And with the summer season fast approaching, many of our volunteers take the summer off for their summer activities, and we're currently recruiting community members to come and join our wonderful volunteer family. We work very hard to match people's interests with volunteer opportunities at St. Joe. Please call Heather, the volunteer coordinator, at 362-9828 and help us make a difference in the lives of our friends and neighbors.
Indeed. The volunteer program at St. Joseph Health System does make a great impact on our communities. What are some of the upcoming events that the volunteers have planned?
Well, the volunteers contribute a tremendous amount to the health system and the community. The gift shop, courtesy coach, and telecare are all services provided by St. Joseph volunteers. In regards to finances, the volunteers are working on fulfilling their $76,000 pledge to the health system on behalf of the almost completed emergency room renovation. Beginning this April, we will be kicking off our 2014 major raffle. First prize will be a 2014 Yamaha Grizzly 4x4. Second place prize will be a Moon Valley lawn swing, and the third place is a $100 Walmart gift card. The tickets will be $5 each or 5 for 20. This is a great opportunity to enter for a chance to win a great prize and to support our local health system. Next Monday, the 14th, the volunteers will also be hosting a $5 jewelry sale, which will be located inside Classroom C next to the cafeteria and is open to the public. Margo, would you like to talk about your event?
Now, Margo, I know you just got done with a quilt raffle that took place on Monday, right?
Yes, we did. It's called our Caring Hearts Quilt Raffle, and I just wanted to take a minute to thank another group of volunteers in our community, and those are the Walmart volunteers. The volunteers there at Walmart have shared their time and talents for many years in making a quilt, and they've donated it to the hospice organization here, and all the proceeds have gone to hospice patients and their families in this area, and it's very generous of them to do this for us every year.
Indeed. Now, if someone is interested in signing up and being a part of this great opportunity through the volunteer program, how do they go about doing that?
Well, for Reverence, they could go right on the website, reverencehomehealth.org, and there's actually a link if you're interested in volunteering, and you can complete an online application, and I will get in touch with you.
Okay. Now, Chris?
Yes. And if you're interested, you can call Heather at the volunteer office, 989-362-9828, and all new volunteers will attend an educational orientation, and the next orientation will be May 15th at 10 a.m. So if you're really interested, please call the office at 989-362-9828, or if you have any questions.
All right. We've been talking about volunteers at St. Joseph Health System and at Reverence Home Health and Hospice. And joining us today was Chris Beck, the volunteer coordinator, and also a volunteer coordinator for Reverence, Margot Russell. And we appreciate both of you joining us today here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Yep.